and welcome back to the Education Connection. We did it. The school year is officially over. The backpacks are packed up. The desks are cleaned out. And the classroom lights are off. But I'm going to be honest. I'm 3 days into summer break, and I am so tired. Well, listen, I am Robin Wilson. I am your host of the Education Connection, and I am so honored to be a part of the Education Podcast Network. And I have a bumper I would like for you to hear from Angela Kelly. Here you go.
I'm Angela Kelly Robeck, host of the Empowered Principal Podcast, a part of the Education Podcast Network, just like the show you're listening to now. Shows on the network are individually owned and opinions expressed may not reflect others. Find other education podcasts at edupodcastnetwork.com.
Awesome. You need to check Kelly out. She is a part of this network as well. So listen, I'm 3 days into summer break and I'm so tired. I am so tired. I don't feel refreshed yet. I don't feel energized. I feel pretty wrecked, if I can be honest. Like, I'm talking about stare into space, can't find my words, wondering what day it is, that kind of tired. And if that sounds familiar, I want you to know you're not alone. So we just spent 10 straight months showing up every single day for students, for our parents, for colleagues. And now that we finally have a moment to rest, it's like our bodies are saying, okay, I've been holding it together long enough. I'm crashing out, as the kids say. I'm done. And that crash, it really is real. It really is real. So if you're wondering when you're going to start feeling like yourself again, the answer is probably not today. And that's okay. That's okay. So the end of the year isn't just the end of a calendar. It's the end of an emotional marathon. We get so attached to our children, and we are with them actually throughout the day longer than they're with their parents in the evening. And so we have them all day, and at the tune of up to 20 kiddos. I only had 17 this year, but that's unusual. Normally I have anywhere from 20 to, I've had up to 30 before, but it's usually more around the 20 to 25 mark. And so that's an emotional marathon. You've juggled the lesson plans this year. You've revised the lesson plans. You have cut out and you've laminated, you've cut out, you've made the games, hours and hours of work to have your lesson plans ready to go. You've tested. Can we just talk about the testing? I don't know why, and I do not agree with all the testing, and I'm not sure who's making these tests and who's, like, we don't need this many tests. These kiddos are over-tested, and we are testing, we're spending hours testing when we should be teaching, if I can just say that. And so I'm not sure who created all this or who created this place that we are in, but I don't feel like it was a teacher that's in the classroom with 5-year-olds, 6-year-olds, 7- and 8-year-olds, because if they could see their little faces and working so hard and sometimes the tears, struggling through this, they would rethink some of the things that they're doing. But you know what? You and I, we've done our job. We did what we were asked to do. We took care of those babies with the tears. We gave them the tissues. We gave them breaks. We gave them snacks. We've talked them out of just pretty much screaming, pulling their hair out, because not literally, but they're just so frustrated sometimes. And so we have talked them through all of that, and we have been there for them. You've been there for them. There's been the behavior challenges this year. You've done the classroom parties, the birthday parties, the field trips, and everything in between. You've celebrated student wins, held space for the big emotions. My teaching assistant sometimes will come in from recess and she'll say, "Oh, Miss Wilson, we are having big emotions today." And so that means I am going to have somebody or more than one somebody that might need a little chat with me to kind of build them back up if something has got them down. We've carried the weight of kids who depended on you daily. Those sweet babies that have trauma, you know who they are. You have walked with them. You have been with them through it all. You have looked them in the eye. You've given them the Kleenex. You have supported them, been through so much with them, and shared the burden that they also carry every day. So that exhaustion you're feeling and that I'm feeling, it's not just tired muscles, although I do have tired muscles today too. It's a tired spirit. Thursday we had field day. And you know, field day, yeah, it's a big, big day. It's in the sun, the kids play it. It's a lot of fun, but it does make you tired. And Friday, I had what we call bubble day. So at the end of the year, I did 10-day countdown. And when we popped the balloon every single day, last 10 days of school, there was a theme day that we did in the balloon. And so Friday, the last day of school, was bubble day. And so one of the things that I do for bubble day is the kids get barefoot and they get into a baby pool with Dawn, like a cup of Dawn dish soap and a little bit of water at the bottom. And then I do a hula hoop, and you've probably seen this before, and I lift it up. And we try to get the perfect snap, the perfect picture to put on my classroom Facebook page. Well, when I pull it up, sometimes that balloon pops before we get the picture. Sometimes it pops when it's, you know, just waist high, and we want them to be completely in the bubble, so we go and do it again. So it took 4 or 5 tries, maybe 3 to 5 actually for some of them. There were a couple that we got pretty quickly. 3 to 5 tries for each kiddo. Well, I have 17 kids. So I'm down on my knees and they're standing in this baby pool, if you can imagine this. And then I've got the hula hoop and I'm lifting it up over their head. Well, I don't usually get down on the floor much anymore. And I don't usually bend up and down 3 to 5 times per kid to get the perfect picture. Guys, my muscles are so sore today from doing that. But that's what we do. That's what you do. You do the things too. I don't do that every year. I don't think I did that last year, but this was the year I decided to do it, and that's okay. But I'm sore from it. So that tired spirit, it's not going to go away overnight. That's why this summer, especially these first few days, couple weeks, it's about true rest, sleep. Not productivity rest, not let me clean out my closet rest, but real restoration. I made a list for me, and I want to share it with you as well, and some things that I would like to do these first couple of weeks and to get some true rest. Now, I talked to my mother the other night, and I was telling her how tired I was, and then it came out that I'm going to be doing 2 weeks of summer school. So I might have a problem. I might be a workaholic or something. I don't know. But I am teaching 2 weeks of summer school, but it's just in the morning. So it's just a couple of hours in the morning. And then in the afternoon when I come home, these are some of the things that I'm going to do this summer, and well, especially this first couple of weeks. I am going to sleep in because summer school doesn't start until 9, and I'm going to try to be in at 8, where I'm normally try to get to the school around 7:30. So a little bit, I know it's a stretch, it's a little bit, I'm going to be there around 8. So, but I don't know about you, I don't sleep in anyways. I'm going to set my alarm just to make sure that I get up, but I know I'm going to wake up early. I woke up today at 6 o'clock. I don't know. It's just your body gets into that routine, and I'm just going to get up because I love doing my devotions in the morning before I have to go to school. So I am going to sleep in a little bit. I'm going to try to sleep until 7. And when I get home, I'm going to take a short nap. or a long one. I'm not going to set the alarm on that one. I love me a short nap or a long nap. I'm going to sit outside in the sun with my favorite drink. I am into doing smoothies right now, and so I'm trying to make some healthy choices because I'm a sugar addict. Hello, my name is Robin, and I'm a sugar addict. I love eating my Little Debbie snack cakes, but one of the things that I have found that I can replace those, and I really do like them, and it feels just as satisfying to me as like a cupcake or a cake, is a smoothie. And so I have been making smoothies. Well, I don't have to wait till evening to have those this summer. I can have them in the afternoon. So I'm going to sit outside in the sun with my favorite drink. And I've already bought me some new chairs to go out front. I bought me a little rug to put underneath. And I'm going to sit out with my smoothie and just relax a little bit in the afternoons this first couple of weeks. And then whenever I want to after summer school is over. Watch a feel-good show that does not have any educational value at all. So I love me a documentary too. But I'm going to really just try to watch something like, I like HGTV a whole lot. That's the thing I really like to watch. So I'm going to be watching some of that. And color, every once in a while I like to color or paint or do a puzzle just because it feels good. Maybe light a candle, put on some soft music, just doing nothing, just chill. I want to read something fun that's not for school, not for PD, just for me. And so maybe some novels. I've been doing a little bit of research or what are some good clean novels. If you guys know of anything, inbox me on one of my socials and let me know. I would love to just get caught up in a series, just a good clean novel. Maybe call my friends a little bit more. My friends haven't been hearing from me as much because of school. And so maybe this summer I can call them a little bit more. And then just unplug for a few hours. I want to take the dogs for a walk more. I want to walk by myself. Just hear the birds. Just relax. Not have to feel the pressure, the need to get back anywhere quickly. So, and if you're a person of faith like me, I want to leave you with a scripture that's carried me through this season. Come to me, all you who are weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. That's Matthew 11 and 28. And Jesus, he didn't say, come to me when you got it all together, girl. He said, when you're tired, when you're weary, when you're burdened, when you're sitting on your couch 3 days into summer like me, wondering why you feel so drained. Well, we know why we feel drained, don't we? He's promised you that rest, not just for your body, but for your souls. I went to church today, and my prayer today was healing. Healing for my body, healing for my soul, that restorative healing for my tired soul. And I prayed that for our other church members too, prayed that God would restore everyone today in the church and give them the healing that they need in their mind, in their soul, in their spirit. Guys, this world will leave a lot of trauma on us, doesn't it? We're all going through something. And I pray today for you as well that God would put his healing spirit on you, his healing power on you. And if you're just tired, if you're tired of all the things, I pray today for you that God would bless your soul and heal your body and your soul. So maybe that's the greatest gift we can receive right now. It's just permission to be held, to stop striving, to breathe, to let him carry some of that weight we've been carrying for so long. I want to pray for you right now. Dear Lord, I come to you to pray over my sister and my brother that might be listening right now. I pray, God, that you give them the rest that they need. Some people may still be in school. I know people are listening from all over the world, and I know they might not be out for summer right now, but God, I pray you still give them that restorative rest at night. When they go to sleep, Lord, I pray that you would just put them in the deepest sleep, the calmest Spirit, the calmest sleep that you can put them in. I pray, God, that you would relax their breathing, that you would calm their mind, that you would bless their soul. And God, when you are ready, when they are healed, that they would come back with more energy, with more vibrancy than ever before, and that you would heal everything emotionally, mentally, spiritually, physically. Just revive the people that are listening to me right now. In Jesus' name, amen. And when you do get revived, when you come back and you're feeling that revitalization, I want you to take a tip from Mel Robbins. It's a book I'm reading right now called The 5 Second Rule. The 5 Second Rule, and actually, I'm listening to it on. I'm sorry. Let me look this up. I'm on Audible. I couldn't think of the word. I'm listening to it on Audible, and it's very simple. When you need to do now, see, here's the thing. So I will want to be restful, and I'll be so tired, and then once I get to feeling better, then I don't want to do the things. I don't want to do the laundry. Sometimes I don't want to do the dishes. I know I've got to do them and I do. You know, I might put some podcast on or headphones on and go do them. But she's got this 5 second rule and it's so simple. When you have the thought that I need to do this, I need to go to clean the kitchen, count down. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go. And when you say go, get up and go do it. When you're getting out of bed, like in the morning, not now, because I know we need that couple weeks rest. Like, let's get better first. Let's get healed first. Let those prayers work first. But when you're ready to get some things done in the house or in your community or in your business, I want to do some things in my business. When you're ready to get out of bed in the morning, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go and just get up. Go for that walk. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. You're already standing and walking out the door. You're not giving yourself a chance to talk yourself out of it. That's the key. Finally, start that. Write your book. You got a book you're going to write? Somebody's got a book they're going to write. Write that book. Start your podcast. Who's out there going to start that podcast? 5, 3, 5. I don't know why I keep skipping 4. 5, 4, is that because I'm so tired? 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go. Get on Amazon, buy that podcast equipment and push purchase and get that going. If you don't know how to do it, go to ChatGPT, Google it, YouTube, find a friend, somebody can talk you through it. Start that project. Well, the 5, 4, 3, 2, 1 interrupts the hesitation and launches you into action before your brain can talk you out of it. And that's the whole key. Just get up and do it. Not today. Not today. Please, not today. Rest today. But when the rest turns to readiness and you feel that tiny spark return, the 5 second rule can be your gentle nudge back into motion without pressure, without burnout. So I want to thank you for spending a few quiet minutes with me today on the Education Connection. Again, I'm Robin Wilson, your host, and I want you to know you've done enough in the last 10 months. You are enough. Maybe everything didn't go well. Maybe every meeting didn't go well. Maybe every test or everything you taught didn't go the way you planned it. But let me tell you what. You are enough, and don't let the enemy tell you that you're not, because you are. And rest, okay? Rest. It isn't just allowed, it's essential. Take care of your mind, take care of your body, take care of your spirit, and I'm going to see you next week. Have a blessed week, my friends.